Researchers say most of the gun violence in Chicago is driven by a sliver of the population. These are men who have shot before or been shot, men who have been to jail or prison, men without a lot of options for legitimate employment. Many of them are young men, but they are not kids or teenagers. They're gang members, shooters, violent offenders. They are believed to be at the root of Chicago's gun violence problems. WBEZ's Patrick Smith spent time with some of these men and some of the people trying to help them.
It's a sunny afternoon in May, and a group of gang outreach workers just walked in the door of a closed school in the Austin neighborhood. The school has been converted into the hub for their nonviolence work on the west side of Chicago.
I got his, he got all that, yeah.
They're talking to each other about a guy they were just out with. They got some info from him so they can enroll him in a program and hopefully get him off the corner. It's someone Marcus Simpson has been working on for a while. Today, he brought his boss with him to try and put on the full court press.
Like, now he's in a high-risk, well, I just met him, man. It's a high-risk turf war going on right now. Somebody was just shot over that location not even 3 months ago. You know, it's a battle over the location. And me knowing who he is, he's not going to move if they tell him to move. And really, me getting him off that corner can really save his life or save him from hurting somebody.
Today, the guy's on board. He's supposed to start Monday. But he's agreed to start before and then backed out.
You know, with these guys, it changes every day. One day, you might have a lot of money. One day, me be broke. Life changes every day on the street, so we just got to stay in contact with them and relentlessly engage with them.
Simpson works for a program called READI, READI, for Rapid Employment and Development Initiative. It's a collaboration between philanthropic groups and the University of Chicago to try and reach the men who are shooting and being shot in the city. They use an algorithm created by the university to help identify some of the men most likely to be involved in gun violence. Then outreach workers like Simpson go out and get them signed up. Even the guys who sign up often drop out. But that doesn't matter. A guy can stop showing up. He can tell off an employee or get in a fight. He can get locked up, and the program will welcome him back. Here's Simpson's supervisor, Sam Castro.
They've been let down in life so much, so we expect them to do the stuff they do.
It's a lot of us that fall off the bus.
This is Jaquay Carr. He's a READI participant.
They get caught back into, you know, a lot of the block stuff, because a lot of us come from making a little bit more money than what READI pay.
Carr says he disappeared almost immediately after he signed up for READI. He left for about 2 months because the money on the street was so much better than the $12 an hour READI pays for doing things like helping in food pantries and picking up trash along the street. He went back to the program when his illegal flow of money dried up.
You know what? I'm going to be honest, though. Originally, I said, you know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to work for a few checks. I'm going to jump back down. I got to get back. My intentions was to get a little money and invest it back into the blocks. And sitting in the program, I never made it back to the street.
Earlier this year, one of Carr's friends in the READI program was shot and killed. Carr's response? He helped lead a march with other READI members, calling for peace instead of retaliation. The READI program focuses on men like Carr, who are hard to reach, and it stays with them no matter what. It also provides them jobs. And 3 days a week, before they head out to work, the guys get an hour of cognitive behavioral therapy. It's supposed to help change their thinking, give them tools to cope with trauma, and better handle stress and confrontation. Cedric Berry says the therapy is his favorite part of the program. He even uses it when he gets pulled over by the police, which he says happens a lot, often for no good reason.
Because of who I am, because I'm a black man, I'm in this neighborhood, they'll pull you over and do, you know, just basically mess with you.
Berry says the week before our conversation, he made a right on red. He says he made a complete stop before turning, but the police pulled him over anyway. Berry had someone in the back seat who he was giving a ride to. This friend is not in READI and not getting the therapy.
The brother I'm dropping off in the back, he like, bro, didn't you just stop that? You made a complete stop at the stop. He on some bullshit.
But Berry doesn't listen to his friend. Instead, he focuses on the techniques he's learned.
You know, deep breathing, you know, just basically, you know, just woosa.
Woosa is from the movie Bad Boys. If for some reason you haven't seen the film, it's something Martin Lawrence's character does to stay calm.
Just calm down, just think about it, and just hold fast. Have patience.
So Berry does his deep breathing. He counts to 10. He tries to put himself in the cop's shoes.
I gave him my insurance. He looked at it. He like, all right, have a nice day.
Last month, READI hit its target of providing 500 men with jobs. And that's a big deal because when they launched it a little less than 2 years ago, no one was sure they'd actually be able to connect with people like Barry and Carr.
No one had really tried building a program quite like this, working with quite this high risk and high need a population.
This is Max Kapustin with the University of Chicago. He's in charge of evaluating READY, figuring out if the program succeeded in keeping people away from gun violence. He's still working on that, but he says READY has already proven it is feasible.
I think we can say that, you know, it can be done.
First of all, there's skepticism because people would make comments like, these people don't want to work. That's first and foremost, that's what people would say. These people do not want to work.
Eddie Bocanegra is the head of READY. He says now that they've proven they can do it, they're looking for taxpayer money to keep it going.
Long term, READY Chicago is not going to be sustainable unless we have the buy-in and the support of our citizens, of our city and our state.
And the people at READY are hopeful that having Lori Lightfoot as mayor of Chicago gives them a leg up on that public funding. Lightfoot's chief of staff is Maurice Claussen. He used to be with the MacArthur Foundation, one of the funders of READY, and Bocanegra considers Claussen a friend. Beyond that, Lightfoot's own transition report suggested funding READY as part of efforts to bring down gun violence. But that's a pricey proposition. Bocanegra says the average cost per person in the program is about $23,000 a year. Depending on just how many people you think would need a program like READY, that could mean $100 million a year or more.
Often we look at a price tag like, wow, Eddie, $22,000 to $23,000 per participant. And right away we make excuses, that's too expensive. Or, oh my God, that's a lot of money, we could do a lot more with that. Well, then you're not really serious about addressing violence in our city. Not at the immediate level. I mean, that level of thinking is why we continually, for years and years and years, continue to chase our tail.
Lightfoot hasn't said whether she supports funding READY. A spokesman said they're exploring all options to support evidence-based programs that connect at-risk people with jobs and counseling. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.